Hey, it's Tony Gonzalez with the latest rock news. An unexplained fire destroyed the Aberdeen Museum of History over the weekend. Within the museum was an entire section dedicated to Aberdeen native Kurt Cobain and the iconic career of Nirvana. Flames 15 to 20 feet high consumed the building as black smoke filled the interior, destroying the artwork and historic memorabilia inside.
It has been more than 3 years since that fire destroyed the Aberdeen Armory and the History Museum inside. And now some Aberdonians are getting frustrated by delays in replacing it. Our resident historian Felix Bunnell is going to try to sort things out. Felix is brought to us by Lake Washington Windows and Doors. Good morning.
Morning, Dave. Yeah, this is a complicated story, a lot of misunderstandings and hurt feelings, along with some small-town politics. Before we get to that, though, I want to talk about the museum that was lost in the June 9th, 2018 fire. The 1922 Aberdeen Armory building was owned by the city, and the museum was run by a mostly volunteer group that founded it back in the late 1970s. Along with the Kurt Cobain stuff, there was all kinds of artifacts and photos, old fire engines and stained glass windows. The setting itself in the old gymnasium of the building had nice high ceilings. Much was destroyed, but a lot was salvaged, too, thanks to a massive recovery effort in the wake of the fire. Nancy Kyle is treasurer of the Friends of the Aberdeen History Museum. Her mom was one of the founders. They're part of the social fabric of the community. She says the museum was more than just a room full of stuff.
It was just a little bit of everything, and it was just a remarkable building. And many people, after it burned and they saw the pictures of it, said, oh, my, we didn't make it the museum. We always meant, but now we see what we missed.
Now, I mentioned the misunderstandings. A lot of those have accumulated in the past 3 years, and I'd say it's only partly because of the pandemic. One issue has been a lack of a suitable replacement building. The old armory was so badly damaged it had to be demolished. Nancy Kyle of the Friends told me the Aberdeen City Council and Mayor Pete Shave have tried to help, but there's been friction.
I believe that the intent of most of the city council members, they're not against a museum. They just didn't know that the city had a moral obligation to provide for that. They just thought it would come from somebody else. And many of them thought that somebody else was the Friends of the Aberdeen Museum. And so I think that's one thing. The mayor has tried to help us in several ways, but the last statement that he made to a group was that this museum was not a priority for him right now. And everybody jumped on that. And so that became a very negative and divisive thing.
So you heard her say that she believes the city is morally obligated to rebuild the museum. I think moral obligations can be hard to enforce. And when Mayor Pete Shave said in July that the museum wasn't a priority, well, Nancy thinks he was misunderstood.
But I'm not sure that he meant at all that he was not interested in a museum. It's just that right now they have the levee, they have the gateway, the fire department wants a new fire station, the police department wants a new police station, and the city's in financial trouble. So it's just like one more thing that he just couldn't handle all at the same time.
So, I mean, the History Museum is an emotional topic for many people in Aberdeen, and there are a lot of other things going on that the insurance money from the fire is helping support. The city of Aberdeen got $23 million about a year ago for loss of the armory and its contents. That included the museum and two other organizations, a senior center, and a social service nonprofit called Coastal Community Action Program. Now, Nancy mentioned some of the big projects the city has on its plate, building a flood control levee, building a tourism and economic development project called the Gateway Center. The city has so far spent about $14 million of the fire insurance money on those two projects. Now, exactly how much of the $23 million is left over for possible use for a new museum is not really quite clear. This is Aberdeen Mayor Pete Shave.
So there was total of about $4 million right in there, $3.5 million that went to the museum fund. And then it paid expenses. And I think at this point they have about $1 million left.
Yeah, and the expenses are a storage facility where the artifacts are currently stored that the Friends don't have access to. And what the mayor says differs from what Nancy Kyle says she was told.
The city was also running in the red a little bit. And I believe they took another chunk of money to make this year's budget whole. In the end, out of the $23 million, the city treasurer has told us there's something less than $4 million left. That's uncommitted.
So there is some money left, but how much isn't clear? And what is left isn't necessarily earmarked or restricted to use for the museum. Now, along with the mayor and the city council and the Friends of the Aberdeen Museum, there's one more party involved, a museum board appointed by the mayor. Now, the board wants to take advantage of the fire as an opportunity to bring the museum up a few notches. This would be with more staff and with professional accreditation from the American Alliance of Museums. They don't want to displace Nancy, Kyle, and the other friends, but they do want something different than what the city had before the fire, something professional and sustainable. Now, this group is not without its own friction with Mayor Shave. For instance, in my conversation with the mayor, he expressed disappointment that the City Museum Board had not done any fundraising, specifically taking advantage of federal COVID relief dollars.
That's a frustrating thing with the city-appointed museum board. They have not done anything to reach out for any of those dollars. And I told them that before, and they've never done that. So it's just frustrating.
Now, John Shaw is chair of that city-appointed museum board. For his day job, he's executive director of the Westport South Beach Historical Society. That's the Maritime Museum at the mouth of Grace Harbor in Westport. I shared with John Shaw what the mayor said about the city museum board not raising money.
Oh, my God. Did you get him on record of that? Because he expressly disallowed us from doing any of those things. That's just absolute baloney. You know, the idea that the museum board should have been going out for outside grant funds related to anything, we have asked on a number of fronts to be able to go after things and been precluded from doing anything that is any sort of grant request or outside activity.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on in Aberdeen. Yeah, and every to a person, I had long conversations with each of these people. Everybody is passionate and wants this museum to come back. There just seems to be lacking some ability for it all to be pulled together. The public meeting tomorrow night, there is a public meeting at 6 o'clock Thursday at the Aberdeen Theater. The Friends have organized it. Nancy Kyle told me they want to reach the public of what with the message of what they're trying to do and kind of what they believe the various parties' obligations are and to get community feedback. So it's not exactly a reset or a reboot, but there still is great potential. But the thing is that the money seems to be kind of gradually draining away with these other projects, which everyone agrees are priorities. But balancing it all out, getting private money and finding a place for this museum and professional staff to do what everybody thinks needs to be done, boy, that's going to be tricky. But if, you know, I'm pulling for these guys, and let's hope they can pull it off, because it was a wonderful museum. I never visited there, but we'll have some photographs at My Northwest. And, you know, I love history museums. So let's hope things turn out for the best in Aberdeen.